2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 10th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 55 degrees.
Just waiting on some construction from overnight to wrap up on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, thousands of people still without power as the cleanup continues from Tuesday's windstorm.
We're also learning more about a truck driver who was killed. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
Salt Lake City Police spokesperson Danielle Croyle says 61-year-old Donald Hardy had finished offloading his trailer and was standing beside the rig when the wind whipped up in the area of 2858 South 300 West around 8:21 a.m. She says the door flew open, hitting him in the face, knocking him to the ground.
He sustained a critical traumatic head injury.
He was pronounced dead at the hospital. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says she and her husband sold everything they owned to become truck drivers and believes the tragedy could have been prevented with proper warning. She says someone dropped the ball. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One of the hardest hit areas the storm was Rose Park on Salt Lake City's west side. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports the cleanup there could still take days.
City crews are going to be extremely busy here in the near future. The mayor's office says that it will announce bulk green waste collection times and schedules sometime in the coming days. And for people who have a hard time moving the waste out of their yards, they say that they're partnering with United Waste 211 to connect those people with volunteers.
This morning, Rocky Mountain Power reports a little more than 66,000 outages, mostly between Ogden and South Salt Lake.
Most of the schools that were closed because of the storm will be open this morning. That includes the entire Salt Lake City School District. Most of the Weber School District is open, and only two schools are closed in Ogden today, Highland Junior High and Mount Ogden Junior High.
An arson investigation continues in downtown Salt Lake. Josh Wallace lives near 2nd West and 9th South and is worried that an arsonist is targeting his neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood, we like to feel like we're secure, and if someone's out there lighting fires, it's a little scary for sure.
A two-alarm fire at the cleaner building late yesterday morning was at least the third fire now in that area.
The mother of a 13-year-old boy who was shot by police wants to know why her son wasn't tackled. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, and Salt Lake police are confirming that when they shot a 13-year-old boy with autism during that mental episode last week, that it was just hours before a new policy took effect requiring officers to try de-escalation first. Now, specifically, that policy was drafted with the city in order to address concerns regarding the use of deadly force. The new policy was set to start Saturday. That's roughly 2 hours after the shooting took place Friday night. The policy specifically states, quote, de-escalation tactics are no longer suggested or preferred. They're mandatory prior to using force to effect an arrest unless it would be unreasonable to do so. Now, since the shooting, police have said that there was no indication that a weapon was recovered from the boy at the scene. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Showers aren't in the forecast for the rest of the week.
The weather is going to cooperate for getting outside today. The winds have calmed and our temperatures climb up to the high 60s to around 70 today. Tomorrow, upper 70s to near 80, and then we climb into the 80s for the upcoming weekend. Seasonal weather is the average highs in the middle 80s, so nice weather ahead for Saturday and for Sunday.
Next week, we're going to see temperatures in the high 80s.
It seems the entire West is on fire. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. More than 200 wildfires burning across the West. The Marion County Sheriff in Oregon says a boy and grandmother died trying to escape the flames.
We also fear that this is not going to be the only folks that we find deceased up there.
Seven deaths now blamed on the fires when a dozen more are missing. In the San Francisco Bay Area yesterday, smoke turned the sky to a surreal orange. This photographer telling KGO.
It's really sad that it's the condition the way it is, but it makes for some really dramatic pictures for sure.
Tens of thousands evacuated along the West Coast. Hundreds of homes have burned. Well, the U.S. Senate set to vote on a trimmed-down stimulus bill today with little chance of passage. Senate leader Mitch McConnell calling it a narrowly focused bill.
It's targeted at kids back in school, jobs, and health care.
Democrats are opposed, wanting three times the spending as Republicans plan. And a new book by Bob Woodward of The Washington Post reveals President Trump downplaying the pandemic early on, despite knowing the danger, from tapes of Woodward's interview with the president.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
The president stood by the remarks at the White House yesterday. The book is called Rage. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the off-season plans for the Utah Jazz.
And KSL traffic.
Crews pulling the barrels off I-15 right now in South Salt Lake. And right now we're waiting for that to get cleared up in Utah County as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:05.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united.
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now. 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the door. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
As we get your morning started, keeping an eye on the cleanup that continues in some hard-hit areas like Rose Park today, and Rocky Mountain Power saying that there's still 66,000 of us that are without power this morning. We'll keep an eye on that.
The Motion Picture Academy has updated the rules for its Best Picture nominees.
Parasite.
The South Korean dark comedy made history in February when it became the first non-English language film in Oscar history to win Best Picture. Now, the Motion Picture Academy's revealed new rules to further foster diversity and inclusion in that category. Beginning in 2024, Best Picture nominees will have to meet a minimum 2 of 4 criteria, all of which emphasize casting underrepresented racial or ethnic groups, as well as LGBTQ and disabled performers, with the same going for hiring production and other creative roles. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
In sports, the Jazz are preparing for a busy offseason. Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations Dennis Lindsay says they are looking to add star players.
We're looking to add players of Rudy and Donovan's physical talent and competitive makeup. So, by definition, we're going to want to keep those type of players moving forward.
During their annual postseason press conference, General Manager Justin Zanuck and Executive Vice President Dennis Lindsay told fans nothing will stop the Jazz front office or the Miller family from improving the team.
The Jordan School District is announcing free meals to all their students while they last.
It's courtesy of a free meals waiver from the USDA.
It really is to help families. Help families get back on their feet and have one less thing to worry about.
Sandy Riesgraf with the Jordan School District says it's both free breakfasts and lunches served in the school's cafeteria for every student enrolled in the district. For online students, they can come pick up their meals at designated places. She says the free waiver does expire.
The USDA says until December 31st or until the funds run out. If the funds run out before then they would stop.
Also, free curbside lunches and breakfast for the next morning can be picked up at 3 schools in the district. Go to jordandistrict.org for more information. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, now 5:09, and time for us to see how the roads are doing first thing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave And we say good morning to Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Tim. It's a nice start for drivers in Salt Lake County on the freeways. Today, you're not feeling the wind as you drive, certainly not like you were yesterday and the day before. A little bit heavy southbound 215 coming down the hill from Holiday towards Cottonwood Heights and 6200 South. Looks like they're still wrapping up road work in Lehigh on I-15, but at this point, no slowdowns. They'll do that later when they get ready to move the barrels out of the way. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And are we warming up at all today? Let's check that forecast with you, Grant.
Well, it looks like a day with a lot of sunshine. And yes, finally, things have calmed down. In fact, no watches and warnings to talk about. It's a pretty quiet day, cool in the morning. Nice below average temperatures today, up to 69. Tomorrow, we jump up 10 degrees to 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is a little bit warmer to start the day, 54 degrees.
If you're worried a little bit about the effect that limited social interaction has had on your kids' mental health these last few months, or even continuing if your kids are schooling from home, you're not alone. I mean, we parents are worried a little bit about what that's had, the effect that's had on our kids. We're going to get an in-depth report from John Wojcik coming up in a moment about ways that we as parents can help our kids, you know, navigate this time when they're not having their normal social interaction. Important information, that's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You want to stay with us throughout the morning, and coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda right here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you?
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal. Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple.com, plumbing troubles all gone.
That Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running this morning. If you want to just reach out to us and say hey, or you want to join the conversation, we welcome it at 57500. KSL News Time now, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
President Donald Trump says he's keeping both Senator Mike Lee and his brother Thomas on his short list of possible U.S. Supreme Court nominees if he's reelected. I'm KSL News Radio's John Bochek.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power still reports about 66,000 outages, mostly between Ogden and South Salt Lake.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, no big trouble spots on the roadways right now between Ogden and Salt Lake City. A little bit heavy I-215's east belt and construction still going on I-15 in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Finally, some quiet weather, sunshine up to 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 54 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In Oregon, a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother, two victims of a wildfire burning south of Portland. Marion County Sheriff Joe Cass.
Tragically, we're confirming this loss. We had a search and rescue mission today, and they were found deceased. We also fear that this is not going to be the only folks that we find deceased up there.
ABC's Kenneth Moten says thousands have been trying to get away.
New video near Portland, Oregon, showing rows of homes destroyed.
This is insane.
Oh, you can feel it.
Oh, my God, people, go.
Oregon's governor saying at least 35 large fires are burning across the state, warning the damages could be catastrophic.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
So many fires burning near San Francisco. The sky was orange on Wednesday. Reaction continuing to come in to President Trump's acknowledgement that he knew how deadly the coronavirus was and yet downplayed the danger, saying he didn't want to panic anyone. ABC's Faith Abubey.
As the fallout continues, the president on Twitter now calling Woodward's book a political hit job. On the campaign trail, Joe Biden calling the president's actions totally irresponsible.
He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose.
Senate Republicans scaled down coronavirus relief bill isn't expected to get far today. Democrats say the $500 billion price tag isn't nearly enough to get the country moving again. The NFL season kicks off tonight with safety protocols in place. No cheerleaders, no mascots, no sideline reporters, and everyone involved is on the honor system when it comes to their so-called virtual bubble.
That effort requires cooperation from everyone. Not just players, but it's coaches and staff. And again, it's not just when they're at the team facility, but it's when they're home as well.
NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills, the first game pits Super Bowl champs Kansas City Chiefs against the Houston Texans in Kansas City. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Mental health advocates are warning of the possible impact that limited social interaction and months of isolation can have on child development.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik goes in-depth on ways parents can help their kids navigate the uncertainty.
A return to school or sports or any kind of activity doesn't necessarily mean a return to normalcy. Child psychiatrists and counselors say the past handful of months may have hurt some kids' self-image as they were taken away from things they enjoyed and may have placed a lot of importance in.
Kids are grieving not being able to do the things that they were used to doing, playing sports, you know, having graduations.
Taryn Hyatt with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says it's hard for anyone to navigate these uncertain times, but that can be especially true for someone younger who's still developing socially and emotionally. Now, to help that, she says parents need to encourage dialogue and create a sense of togetherness.
Just making sure that we're creating safe spaces to listen, to reassure them, again, remind them we're all in this together.
Tom Golightly, a professor at BYU and licensed psychologist, says with so much uncertainty facing kids right now, and everything from sports to seeing their friends up in the air, parents need to be someone that they can count on.
Being consistent with that care, that love, that support, that cheering section, so to speak.
In fact, it can be an opportunity for parents and children to find some new common interests with one another, or for parents to take even more of an interest in what their kids like to do.
Finding those activities that we enjoy, that will bring us fulfillment and happiness and meaning.
Like always, he says parents should watch for changes in their kids' behavior and talk to them about how they feel if something seems off. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Today is National Suicide Prevention Day, and I know that that seems such a heavy topic to discuss because most kids are doing great and having a terrific time going back to school. But my thought is you just never know how serious it is with your kids. And the thing I'm going to ask the experts during our special hour this afternoon at 1 o'clock is, do you bring it up with every kid or just a kid who seems to be struggling? And how do you know if your kid is struggling enough to to raise this topic?
Yeah.
Or is it something you ask every child?
Well, by the way, it's not just the kids. It's the adults that are also struggling through this time.
Yeah.
But we are going to dedicate some time today to ask those questions, get some answers. And I don't know, are you going to open up the phone lines during that hour?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so. But perhaps if somebody had a question that they wanted to ask, they could text it in to us.
Yeah.
But I wasn't planning on opening the phone lines because we have so much material to cover in such a limited time.
Well, we originally had planned to do that during the noon hour, but Governor Herbert has a press conference, I think, at 11:45 this morning.
Right. So that will carry on through the noon hour. So we bumped it back to 1 o'clock.
Yeah. But looking forward to be able to provide that information to you on this day. This is National Suicide Prevention Week and National Suicide Prevention Day. And Amanda's going to be helping to have that conversation so that we can all learn later this afternoon. That's the In-Depth, by the way. Our thanks to KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. We do the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, watching I-15 move along really well through Davis and Salt Lake counties. Utah County still clear, but there'll be a little bit of a slowdown sometime in the next 20 or 25 minutes when Highway Patrol gets ready to move all the barrels out of the way. Been pretty nice on the city streets, at least early this morning. No crashes to pass along right now. And if there are malfunctioning traffic signals anywhere between Ogden and Salt Lake, they aren't causing any particular problems as of yet. UDOT Construction Alert plan for overnight closures of northbound I-15 in Riverdale this weekend. Northbound I-15 will close from Riverdale Road to I-84 this Friday and Saturday night for pavement maintenance. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. One more day in the 60s, and then we'll jump back up to seasonal norms here. Let's check the 7-day with Grant.
Outstanding looking 7-day forecast here. No watches and warnings. The winds have calmed down. Good weather to get outside, get some work done. 69 today, lots of sun. 79 and sunshine tomorrow, and then 85 on Saturday. Summer's back. Lots of sun. Hotter than that after that. Sunday, 88 and sunshine. 89 the high Monday and mostly sunny. We'll keep it in the upper 80s after that. Seasonal weather, Tuesday 87 and sun, 84 Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
54 right now downtown. Hearing about these wildfires in the West, it just breaks my heart, Tim, especially when I heard about that child who was killed. But there have been how many people died in California? And then we had the one in Oregon. I think about everything else that they're going through this year. But in Oregon, where you think about it being such a damp, cool, wet climate, they're just not used to. I mean, my understanding is, and I could be ignorant on this fact, I am on so many things, but in Oregon, are they used to wildfires in that state? They had blazes there fanned by 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and officials were saying, officials issued go-now orders in Oregon to evacuate. They had minutes to flee their homes. And people were saying, look, we don't get, California gets wildfires. We don't get wildfires in Oregon.
No. And they do have wildfires, but they are a wetter climate, obviously, the Pacific Northwest, that entire area normally. And there's little doubt that some of the changes we've seen in our climate are having an effect here. I have a cousin that lives up there. And honestly, I'm not sure exactly what the hometown is, but he's been posting pictures on his social media of just apocalyptic looking stuff.
Really?
Where you can barely see across the street. And when the sun comes up, it's just this orange glow to the sky. And obviously, air quality very, very bad. But they were saying in Oregon that these are going to be unprecedented and historical, not just as far as acreage loss, but loss of property and loss of lives from wildfires up there.
I mean, and in California, flames have burned several, damaged and destroyed hundreds, if not thousands of homes and other buildings, in addition to the loss of life, which, of course, we should focus on first. So our prayers are with the people in the West of this nation.
I think I heard a number of 140,000 firefighters that are now on the line somewhere in California and Oregon fighting these fires. And our thoughts are with them and their families, too. Hey, you ready for some football? The first game of the NFL season is coming up tonight, and of course they'll all be back in action on Sunday and Monday of this week. We're going to talk football coming up as we head off the radar with Sean Michael Lyle next.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Good Feet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. or personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
It's not the kickoff the Super Bowl champions were dreaming of. Let's get the details from John Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, are you ready for some football? As the NFL season opens tonight with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans, the league's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sill, says yes, they're ready for some football.
Well, we think what we're doing here is important. It's important because what we're trying to do is find a way to mitigate risk and at the same time resume some of the activities that we all love and enjoy.
Arrowhead Stadium will only have 17,000 socially distanced fans in the stands. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
I'll be curious, like you are, to see how it all rolls. I think we can put a pretty good show on between the two teams.
And the nation is counting on that because, yes, we're ready for some football. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Developers in St. George want to turn the old city airport into a hub for tech companies. They want to call the area Tech Ridge and turn it into a mixed-use area with offices, living space, restaurants, a chairlift, and more.
Home Depot ditching their traditional Black Friday sales. The company says they don't want crowds to gather together outside their stores during a pandemic, so they're going to offer top sale prices throughout the entire holiday season. If other stores follow this lead, it could mean the end, oh no, of Black Friday as we know it.
Microsoft has announced the price and release date of their new Xbox Series X. Something else I'll have to buy. The next generation gaming console has a starting price of $499. It will launch on November 10th, but pre-orders are starting September 22nd.
Let's see. Yesterday was an up day on the markets. Today must be a down day. The futures are going that direction. The Dow is off 185 points. The S&P is down about 21. The NASDAQ is off 38 after a big day yesterday.
Let's get a close look at traffic and weather together next on Utah's Morning News.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
All in together now, we can make it better. Can we do it? Rope it up.
Because we know how to jump.
Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at B3Kids.com. That's B3Kids.com. Brain Body Boost, powered by Select Health.
Reasons to Hope, Suicide Prevention, our special hour broadcast at 1 o'clock this afternoon, is sponsored by Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital.
KSL News Time, now 529. It's time again to go outside and see what's happening on the roads. If you're making your way in early this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. What's it looking like, Andy?
We're actually looking really good so far this morning. Freeways at the full speed limit from Ogden to downtown and from Provo to Salt Lake. Just been keeping an eye on the Lehigh construction to see if anything's going on. Not yet, at least as far as delays. Looks like we do have a train that's slowly crossing 5600 West, though starting to cause a little bit of slowing for northbound traffic more so than southbound. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's get another look at that forecast for today and check the temperatures. Back over to you, Graham.
Finally, day where we get to calm down. The winds are light. We get the sunshine, cool morning, nice afternoon up to 69. And then tomorrow we jump up to 79 for a Friday. Lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 54 degrees.
Freeways all delay-free at the moment. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the cleanup continues along the Wasatch Front following Tuesday's devastating windstorm.
Landfills are filling up with debris. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
In Bountiful, North Salt Lake, and Centerville, the preferred destination for tree limbs and green waste is the Bountiful Landfill, just west of Legacy Highway at 1300 West and 1600 North. Dumping green waste will be free for residents of those cities. Bountiful has also set up 10 locations where residents can bring green waste only. Centerville has 4. North Salt Lake is taking green waste at the city's public works yard at 642 North, 400 West. North Salt Lake will also send crews to individual homes for large quantity pickups, but you have to call to make an appointment. And there's more information on each city's website. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Check out KSLNewsRadio.com right now for more landfill locations and rules.
Police have identified the truck driver killed during the windstorm. Donald Hardy was outside unloading his trailer when a gust of wind opened the semi door and hit him in the head. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says there should have been a warning for truck drivers.
Somebody dropped the ball. None of this should have happened. None of that should have happened.
The Hardys sold everything to become truck drivers and drive across America together.
Many of the schools that were closed Tuesday or Wednesday are open this morning, including the Salt Lake City School District. The district is still going with all remote learning for the beginning of the school year. In Ogden, Highland, and Mount Ogden Junior High schools are still closed because of a lack of power.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
It's been tough for firefighters trying to contain two large wildfires in Utah County, but there is something everyone can do to help. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce explains.
Don't fly a drone. That's the message from firefighters who are trying to get the upper hand on the Ether Hollow and William fires burning in steep terrain. Incident Management spokeswoman Dana Harris says there's now a no-fly zone over both blazes because drones can cause helicopters to crash or at least make it very tricky for pilots.
They're watching their bucket. They're watching where they're putting the water. They're watching where they're dipping from. So it's very technical and work they have to concentrate on, and then to have another aircraft come in that they weren't expecting is super dangerous.
And one drone had previously flown near the William fire. The no-fly zones will be in place for all aircraft until these fires are out. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Today, we're looking at a low of 44, but by the end of the week, we will see lows in the 60s.
Finally, things have calmed down. No watches and warnings. The wind's calming. 69 today, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 79 in the sun, and it warms up nicely. Summer weather returns for the weekend. 85 on Saturday, 88 on Sunday. Sunshine both days, and sunny skies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Grant says we're looking at temperatures in the lower to mid-80s all next week.
Out-of-control fires are burning up and down the coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the West is on fire with more than 200 wildfires burning in 9 states, including ours. Southern Oregon is hard hit with mass evacuations and small towns being burned off the map. Governor Kate Brown.
Our number one priority right now is saving lives.
7 deaths are blamed on the fires this week, including a boy and his grandmother in Oregon. A 12-year-old boy died tried running from flames in Washington state. The Senate will vote on a stimulus package today, but Democrats oppose it, saying it doesn't go far enough. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sees the need for more pandemic relief.
If they come back and meet us in the middle, we'll be eager to talk to them.
Each side accusing the other of being stubborn. The presidential campaign roaring to life despite the pandemic. Democrat Joe Biden was in the battleground state of Michigan yesterday.
Under Donald Trump, Michigan lost auto jobs even before COVID hit.
President Trump campaigns in Michigan today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
President Trump says two Utahns are still on his short list for the Supreme Court should he win a second term. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, President Trump has announced that he's retaining people who were on earlier lists of possible U.S. Supreme Court nominees if he's reelected. That means U.S. Senator Mike Lee and his brother Thomas, a Utah Supreme Court justice, will stay on that list. Now, it should be noted, though, that the list grew in size after the president added 20 new names, including U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Lee issued a statement yesterday saying, in part, "Of course, if President Trump were to nominate me to serve on the court, I would not decline." Lee clerked for Associate Justice Samuel Alito at the Supreme Court and the Circuit Court level. He also previously served as general counsel to then-Governor John Huntsman. Thomas Lee was appointed to the Utah Supreme Court back in 2010 by Governor Herbert, and then he clerked previously for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a growing number of teenagers are saying no to vaping.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
Traffic still at the speed limit in Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties on the freeways. Crash-free on the city streets for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 535.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen and bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com.
Yeah, I didn't think about school before my mission. Not like you and Mom.
And now that you're back?
I want to go to BYU, but I haven't been admitted.
What if you could take BYU classes anyway while figuring out what's next?
How?
The BYU Salt Lake Center. They've got great classes, and you don't need to be admitted to BYU.
Yeah? Can I take your Jeep?
Yeah, nice try. It's a free train ride, you know.
One of our texters just said, the longest 2 days I spent in a while, tree removal, roof repair, fence repair, window replacement. We're keeping an eye on the cleanup that continues today because of that big windstorm a few days ago here along the Wasatch Front. We'll do that throughout the morning.
The government says there's been a decline in the use of e-cigarettes among teenagers.
The FDA says the number of young Americans using e-cigarettes fell by 1.8 million this year compared to last. Still, it says 3.6 million young Americans are using the products, and e-cigs remain a public health crisis. The FDA and CDC again raised concerns about flavored e-cigarettes appealing to younger demographics, as the agencies say 8 in 10 youth e-cigarette users reported using flavored products. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Jordan School District is announcing free meals to all of their students while supplies last.
It really is to help families get back on their feet and have one less thing to worry about.
Sandy Riesgraf with the district says free breakfast and lunches will be served in school cafeterias for every student enrolled in the district. Online students can come pick up the meals at designated places.
Hey, let's go.
They might still be tallying all the runs scored in Atlanta last night. The Braves beat the Miami Marlins 29-9, thanks in part. Can you imagine? Thanks in part to three home runs from Adam Duvall, including a grand slam.
Wow, a grand slam by Adam Duvall. And it's now 29-9. And a three home run game for the second time in a week for Adam Duvall.
The 38 total runs scored was the third most in National League history and the most since 1979.
Yeah, a real pitcher's duel, it sounds like last night.
Wow. 5:39 now. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And Amanda, traffic through the Salt Lake Valley looking good on I-15. It's over on 5600 West. We're seeing some delay, and that's at the railroad tracks as we wait for a freight train to cross the road. That's really the only delay I can see anywhere from Brigham City all the way down to Spanish Fork. School may be starting, but farmers markets aren't over yet. Visit the Utah Farm Bureau Farmers Market at Murray Park Fridays and Saturdays, and South Jordan City Hall Saturdays. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We've got a really nice day coming your way. Still in the 60s, according to Grant.
Finally, no watches, warnings to talk about. The winds have died down. This is all good news. Sunshine up to 69 today. Sunshine 79 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is a bit warmer than it has been this time of the morning for a while. It is 54 degrees.
Traffic and weather together. Let's go next to Brad Garrett coming up in just a moment. We talk with Brad about all different kinds of crime and terrorism. He is our expert in that area. But next, we're going to focus on the November election. What can we do to make sure that election is safe? What thoughts does he have on that important question? That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Coming up next, of course, at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Do you have things that need to stay on when the power goes out? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and power outages happen year-round in Utah, and they're never a planned event. For some people, it may be medical equipment that needs to stay on, or maybe you just don't want to replace all the food in your freezer. Regardless of your reasons, Any Hour Services can help. Now, a lot of people think backup generators cost thousands of dollars, but we have packages that will run the essentials and start around $1,500. That includes the generator, the connections from the generator to the house, and the installation. We also carry and install larger generators that can run the whole house and kick on automatically when the power goes out. Of course, these cost a little bit more, but if you call right now and mention this radio ad, you can save $1,000 on any standby generator purchase over 9,000 watts. It costs nothing to meet with one of our electricians, and they'll help walk you through the whole process and show you what options are available. To schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services, or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Download the Safe UT smartphone app and get real-time crisis intervention. It's free to Utah students, parents, and educators. Download the Safe UT app or visit safeut.org.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Rocky Mountain Power reports about 66,000 outages remain from Tuesday's windstorm. They're concentrated between Ogden and South Salt Lake.
Second, the body of a missing hiker has been found. The 76-year-old man's body was found in Logan Canyon between Girl Scout Camp and Old Ephraim's grave. His name has not been released.
Third, let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Got delays over on 5600 West as we wait for the train to cross the road. That's been the only delay I've seen so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Finally, some quiet weather, sunshine up to 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
54 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
President Trump now acknowledging that he knew the coronavirus was much more dangerous than the flu, but he didn't want to tell that to the American people. In tapes to Bob Woodward, the president saying,
"You just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your, you know, your strenuous flus."
ABC Cecilia Vega on the book, out next week.
President Trump says he's not read it. That, of course, is not stopping him from bashing the book already. He called it boring, a political hit job by, quote, rapidly fading Bob Woodward.
In about an hour, we will get the government's latest snapshot of layoffs when the Labor Department announces how many more Americans filed first-time unemployment claims during the pandemic last week. A scaled-down Republican coronavirus relief package not expected to pass a Senate test vote today. Wildfires fueled by high winds and a heat wave continuing to threaten thousands of homes in California and Oregon. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. U.S. law enforcement will be on high alert as we head toward this November's election.
Joining us live from Washington is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. What role does law enforcement play, Brad, in ensuring a fair election?
Well, think about this, that the Chinese, the Russians, even folks maybe inside the country may well try to hack into things like, for example, vote tabulation systems, where they could manipulate, delete, et cetera. That's obviously against the law. They will clearly look for schemes of voter fraud where people are attempting to vote twice or ways that people are attempting to manipulate data or try to alter, let's say, the registration rolls. Let's say, Amanda, you showed up to vote and somebody had altered the computer system and you're not in there anymore, so they wouldn't let you vote. I mean, there are these potential nightmare scenarios. Law enforcement will attempt to get in the middle of some of those, but let's face it, voting is a, you know, a local event by and large in this country, and those systems, a lot of them are not up to speed like they should be from a cybersecurity standpoint.
I remember back in 2016, then President Obama was saying that it's impossible to really cause that kind of havoc on an election that is nationwide here in the United States, because it's not just state by state, it's county by county.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the big difference today is that you have more cyber actors. You have a country that's deeply, deeply divided. I'll tell you, I think the key to a lot of this cyber intrusion and disinformation on social media and the internet is driven to make us not trust the election. Now, I don't know how that plays. It may play well to the current president if, in fact, he loses. He says, you know, it's not legitimate. It was rigged. You know, mail-in voting is not accurate or it's fraudulent, et cetera. And we can have a real mess on our hands by mid-November because it's going to take a while to figure this out since so many people are doing mail-in voting.
Can you speak to mail-in voting specifically at all, Brad?
it has a track record of being terrific and accurate. I mean, there are some states that have been doing it for years. It's just how they don't have voting places to go. You do it all by mail. And so the idea that you could add votes to that, is it possible? I suppose it is. But if you have adequate voting officials, which is also another big concern, because people don't want to work at these facilities because they're around other people. If they're older, they feel vulnerable to the virus, and rightly so. So I think the short answer for you is it's a system that by and large really works, and I think will by and large work during this current election.
Well, I was reading the Washington Post, though, and I was really surprised to see in the primaries this year, 534,000 mail-in ballots were rejected in 23 states, and in battleground states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which I think Donald Trump won by about 80,000 votes, there were over 60,000 ballots that were rejected in those three states alone.
Yeah, that is a real problem, and it goes to what sort of manpower and how well are they trained to actually sort this out? You know, is it a mistake, or did states, let's say, for example, that a state that's very sort of Republican-driven, are there things in place that make it more difficult to vote by mail? I don't know, and I don't have a specific example. I'm just throwing that out as to things that could be a real potential issue and not easily resolved, particularly in the short term.
We'll keep our eye on it and always rely on your expertise, Brad. Thank you. That is a crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's 5:49 and time for us to get another peek at how the roads are getting started this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic busy over on 56th West, waiting for a freight train to cross the road. It looks like it may have done that, and now we're just waiting on the slowing to clear out. A little bit heavy I-80 westbound heading into Tooele County, right on the border of Salt Lake and Tooele County. So far, the Utah County Construction Zone not seeing any delays as they wrap up some overnight work there. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what happens to our temperatures over the next 7 days? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Seeing a lot of 80s coming back here today. It's going to be cool, but at least it's calm. 69 and sunshine tomorrow, 79 and mostly sunny. And we jump up to 85 for Saturday and lots of sun and even hotter on Sunday, 88 and mostly sunny skies. Pretty nice next week. 89 Monday, 87 Tuesday, 84 Wednesday, sunshine all those days. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what our current temperature is downtown. It's 54 degrees.
I'm a little upset this morning because I can't get any new episodes of my Blacklist. I don't know when new episodes of my Yellowstone are coming back.
Why?
Because they're unsure about their production schedules.
Oh, right, right.
But Dancing with the Stars shall happen. What? Did you see who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season?
No, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Nelly. Which is non-plus for me. AJ of the Backstreet Boys is going to participate. And Haish is also going to be dancing. And then this one, I don't know, this one might scare people away. The animal rights activist Carol Baskin from the Tiger King has actually agreed to be on Dancing with the Stars.
All of those are sort of,
Yeah. Just give me new episodes of Blacklist. I'm waiting to see what happens to
Red. I know. I got hooked on that, too. It's sort of my guilty pleasure.
Coming up in a minute, we'll see how things are doing on the markets. Looks like we're taking back some of the gains from yesterday, but we'll check it next with your money news.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts, and we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any need should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast, and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Tammy from Bear Lake Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Radio is something new that we've tried. A lot of people have told us that they've heard our ads on the radio. It's easy to get to know a place listening to radio.
Tammy, how has your business changed in the last few months? Has your advertising consistency helped?
We have received more visitors from the Utah local areas around here. And I know with COVID-19, and people aren't traveling, I think the radio really helps people understand that there are places that they can go that are close. Our visitors, they are coming from the Salt Lake and further south area that have never been here before. And I really think that hearing it on the radio has really helped them explore new places that they can go.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. America First Credit Union confirms that they've been dealing with some sort of attack that they describe as a coordinated attempt at fraudulent activity. The credit union's fraud team says the problem has been fixed, and they're working to prevent similar attempts in the future.
KSL Drives, Toyota says it's going to put an extra $800 million into research and development. The company is looking to improve self-driving car technology and create what they call smart cities for connected vehicles.
All right, I always look forward to the National Toy Hall of Fame with their list of nominees this year. Some of the classic top-selling toys and games on the list include Light Bright, Jenga, My Little Pony, and Yahtzee, which I'm surprised has not been in there for years now.
Yeah, me too, and My Little Pony. Let's get a look now at your money at this moment. The futures are down. Dow futures down 143, which is 0.5%. S&P futures down 14.8. That's 0.4. The NASDAQ futures down 8.7. That's not even a tenth.
Boy, that's after the Dow was up 439 points yesterday. It's time now for Cougar Tracks. Let's check in with Mitch Harper.
The national attention from BYU's 55-3 win over Navy continues to roll in for the Cougars. On Wednesday, BYU senior linebacker Isaiah Kafusi was named the Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week, the first player to receive the honor during the 2020 college football season. Kafusi had 2 sacks and 5 tackles as the BYU defense held Navy's triple option offense to only 119 rushing yards. That was the lowest total on the ground for the midshipmen since 2012. Kafusi joins former safety Kainakua as the only BYU football players to receive the National Defensive Player of the Week award since the recognition began in 2001. BYU is 1-0 on the season and will have a bye this weekend before making the trek to the banks of the Hudson River in West Point, New York, to face the Army Black Knights for the first time ever on September 19th. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Get your tickets now.
boy, storm updates are coming fast and furious. So make sure to get constant updates from voices you've made part of your daily routine. Tim and Amanda in the morning and Jeff Kaplan in the afternoon. We're on 24/7 alert at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, looking at that little bit of southbound delay at Point of the Mountain as Highway Patrol does a slowdown to finish up the work in Lehigh so that they can have all lanes open. 56 West slow over by the 201 freeway and by California Avenue because of a slow freight train that backed up traffic for a little while there last hour. But I think the train has finally crossed the road. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have texters telling us that more neighborhood trees are down from winds last night in the Ogden area, and one just within the last few minutes telling us they're still getting gusty winds up there in Davis and Weber counties. We'll try and keep an eye on that for you this morning. Those winds should be dying down, however, and a pleasant day as far as temperatures go. We'll top out at 69 degrees with just a slight chance of showers, warming to 79 tomorrow, and then looks like mid-80s for most of your weekend. Monday, we could be knocking on the door of 90 degrees, but be careful. A lot of those routes may have been loosened up because of that storm on Tuesday.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.